Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosted. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome, yes indeed, to the news show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. How good does it feel to get Monday over with? Oh yeah, it does feel good. But it's Tuesday, we gotta start working now. It is the 9th of August, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Biggest news story that happened yesterday, of course, is more for stateside. It's Hulu. You ain't getting nothing free from them anymore. Yes, Hulu announced it will be eliminating its free streaming. Yeah, that's when you could go to the website and watch your shows with all the ads and stuff. No more. Now, this decision actually comes on the heels of just last week. Remember, Hulu is owned by Walt Disney, 21st Century Fox, and now Comcast. Haha. And it's well known that these companies want to go right up against Netflix. And by doing so, they believe that making Hulu a subscription-only service puts them in a better position to compete. Now, our U.S. listeners also might remember last year, yeah, you got that $11.99 a month ad-free service, and then you got $7.99 a month if you want the ads. I think we also predicted on this show that with the $7.99 with ads came, that we'd see the free go. Yeah, I guess we were right. Sorry. On with some Apple rumor news. Yeah, we've got two in a row for you. We're going to start off with the MacBook first. And I guess Apple's just feeling fingerprint happy or something. Because it seems the next MacBook Pro might just have a fingerprint sensor on it. No, this isn't the first time we've heard this. We've heard it on and off for probably about the last year now. But according to 9to5Mac, who says they got this from a reliable source, which actually probably means some Foxconn employee that just got fired, has said yes indeed, Apple will give the Pro a fingerprint reading Touch ID power button. And it will look pretty much like you see on the iPads and iPhones right now. Yeah, how original, Apple. Now, even though these are rumors, we are seeing a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel that they could be true. Code in macOS Sierra actually references both the OLED bar and Touch ID. So maybe we'll be seeing this thing by fall. Speaking of fall and Apple, yes, of course, we're going to go on to the iPhone. Now, you might remember we announced a few weeks ago that iPhone 7, or again, whatever it's going to be called, was going to have a black version of it. And then we heard, no, it's not going to have a black version when a whole bunch of leaked parts and bodies, you know, kind of leaked out. Well, now we're on the roller coaster again, because a new leak that has recently emerged actually shows a space black color option. Mind you, this comes from a tweet, so let's not get too excited. Now, in this tweet, what we actually see is, of course, the back, which is all in black, and even furthermore, a SIM tray card, which is also in black. Plus, if you need further evidence, there's also a mute button that is also in black, but who knows, that could be from the first iPhone from many moons ago. In any case, those wanting a black phone, yep, get ready to have an emotional ride once again. Finally, were you on a Delta flight yesterday? Chances are you weren't. And chances are you're not really happy about it either. Yeah, because Delta flights across the world were grounded because of, yes, you guessed it, a computer glitch. Oops. The outage actually was first reported at 5 o'clock in the morning U.S. Eastern Standard Time. And it was at the main hub in Atlanta, which grounded all flights worldwide. Now, as you probably guessed, with the computer systems being offline, Delta personnel, yeah, they can't check in passengers. And all the flight information systems were also broken too. In fact, believe it or not, we actually heard some reports that Delta staff in London were actually filling out boarding passes by hand. All in all, though, when the late morning kicked in, most of the Delta outages appeared to be lifting. The only problem with after that was the massive backlog of passengers. Now, Delta says there was no indication that the outage was caused by anything malicious. They said it's more likely just a systems failure. Now, who knows? It was probably just the night cleaning crew there at the Atlanta hub doing their thing and kept tripping over a cord, and they said, you know, I'm tired of this, and just unplugged it and went about their business. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The BTN Network website, the official place for all this fantastic BTN content to get your hands on, and it's all for free too, britishtechnetwork.com. Also, don't forget to visit the British Tech Network Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter if you dare at Kyle Swagger. And hang out with our fine BTN community at our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be returning tomorrow for your hump day installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I think just to add to the speculation of a black iPhone rumors, I'm going to go dig out my old phone and get out some spray paint and put it out on Twitter and see what people think. Anyways, thank you very much for listening.